Okay, tonight is Monday, April 30th. This is the Gemara Shir. We're on Sukkah Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, Rabotai. Last time we did the Gemara on the bottom of Mem Hei Amud Beis, which cited a three-way machloikis, how frequently a bracha is recited on Lulav and on Sukkah. Opinion number one was that in the name of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, that you make a bracha on Lulav all 7 days of Sukkot, and you make a bracha on Sukkah only 1 day of Sukkah. His rationale was that Lulav, which is interrupted at night, there is no continuum for the mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah of Lulav at night. Obviously, each day is a separate day, hence it warrants its own separate bracha. Sukkah, which is uninterrupted, 7 days, so why should I make a bracha a second time? And the case is talking about, not that he went out to work, he's living in the sukkah, straight. But nonetheless, he does not make a bracha. Second opinion was Rabba Bar Chana in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, who says just the opposite. Sukkah Shiva Lulav Yom Echad. You make a bracha all 7 days of Sukkah, and you make a bracha only 1 day of Lulav. His reason was, Sukkah is the Oraisa all 7 days, Lulav is only the Rabbana. So we mentioned two possibilities, Lulav the Rabbanan, meaning perhaps he would be of the sensational opinion that you never make a bracha on a mitzvah mid Rabbanan, because when it says, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvayisa V'tzivanu, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to do a mitzvah. That can only be applicable by a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mitzvah d'rabbanan, he would not make a bracha. And that would be something startling, and many Rishonim do believe that, because there is so much discussion throughout the Talmud that there are brachas on mitzvahs d'rabbanan. But nonetheless, that's one possibility. A second possibility was that he does make a bracha mitzvah derabbanan, but does not make it if the mitzvah is only a zecha lemikdash. If the mitzvah is only a zecha lemikdash, that's when he does not recite a bracha. But if it was an authentic mitzvah derabbanan, such as lighting Chanukah, reading the menorah, reading the Megillah, things like that, under those circumstances you would make a bracha. Then the third opinion was Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said, Echad v'zeh, Echad zeh, Echad zeh, l'shiva. When you make a bracha all 7 days of Lulav, and all 7 days of Sukkah. Rabbi Yosef came along and said, I want you to accept the second version, Rabba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum dekulo amoroi kaima kavosei. All of the Amoraic sages agree with him that you make a bracha only on Sukkah, you don't make a bracha on Lulav all 7 days. So now the Gemara is going to cite a brisa to challenge one of the three. And the Sukkah itself is a very interesting one in and of itself, which we will be spending a good part of tonight on. Yeah. Says the Gemara Meisve, I want to challenge one of the three opinions. The Braisa says, Ha'ose lulav la'atzmo, somebody makes a lulav for himself, mevarech shechiyanu. He says, shechiyanu v'kiyanu yonazman hazeh. When do you make a shechiyanu? When you put together your lulav and esrog during the week. Not lo lotzeis bo, when you take the lulav in order to be mekayim the mitzvah on the first day of Sukkot, omer asher kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu al netilas lulav. Yet, The afal pi shabirech olav yom rishon, even though he made a bracha, you make a bracha on the first day of lulav, choze umevarech kol shiva, you make a bracha all 7 days. Okay, so that's brisa. That's first part of the brisa by lulav. Obviously, the brisa contradicts the second opinion. Rabba Bar Chana, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said you only make a bracha one day on lulav, and that's it. Now the Gemara, the Brisa continues. Ha'oseh sukkah la'atzmai. Somebody who makes a bracha, who builds a sukkah for himself. Omer, shehechiyanu, vikimanu. He makes a shehechiyanu when you build the sukkah. Nichnas leishev ba. You go in on the first night of sukkahs. Omer, ashekedishanu b'mitzvayis of tzivanu leishev ba sukkah. The kivein shebirich yom rishon shuvein mavarich, and as soon as you recite the bracha on the very first day, you do not make a bracha any longer. Don't make a bracha any longer. So that again is attacking Rabba Bar Chana in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the middle opinion, which Rabbi Yosef said you should accept because all Amoraic sages agree with it. Here we have a brisa that says punkapaya, exactly the opposite. Sukkah you're supposed to make once. Lulav you're supposed to make all 7. And he said just the opposite. Fine. So before we get to the Gemara's answer, I want to spend time on understanding this halacha of the recitation of Shehecheyanu when you make your lulav and when you build your sukkah. I want to spend some time on it. And as a point of departure, I want to take a look at a comment which Tosfos makes, which might shed some light on this idea of making a Shehecheyanu when you build your sukkah or you make your lulav. Take a look at the Tosfos on the top of the page. Ha'osa sukkah la'atzmo. Davka nakat la'atzmo. The Gemara was very careful, the Brisa was very careful in stating that the only time that you make a Shehecheyanu upon the building is if you build a sukkah for yourself. But if you build a sukkah for somebody else, lo bivarech, you don't make such a bracha, you don't make a Shehecheyanu. Lo bivarech midi, you don't say anything. Lahai tana, the savar, the ein mivarech la'asot. There is a machloikis in Maseches Menachos whether or not it's appropriate to say a bracha when you build your sukkah. So there is one opinion that says, forget about Shehecheyanu. You say, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu la'asot sukkah. But that, says the Gemara, is only true if you build the sukkah for yourself. But if you build someone else's sukkah, you don't make that bracha. So Tosfos now claims that our Gemara, which is not referring to that bracha of la'asot sukkah, our bracha is referring to Shehecheyanu. It will follow the same guideline as that Gemara. And when the Gemara said that if you make a Shehecheyanu for someone else, lo mivarech midi, you don't make any bracha, it's to inflect and teach us, not only do you not make the la'aso sukkah, but what else don't you make? You don't make a Shehecheyanu. Ve'ika tana de tani b'Yerushalmi. But there is a dissenting opinion in Yerushalmi. Be'perik haro'eh, in the 9th perik of Brachos, asa la'atzmo mivarech la'asos sukkah. Asa le'acher mivarech. And not la'aso sukkah, because that's the same thing as the previous thing. So the Gaon amends and says, alasias sukkah. Alasias sukkah. That when you say that, when you build a sukkah for somebody else, you don't say la'asot sukkah, but alasiyat sukkah. So Tosfos is saying that I'm going to forget about this opinion of the Yerushalmi, because I want to substantiate my opinion. My opinion is that the Gemara was very careful when it said that when you build a Shehecheyanu, it's only, you know, when you build a sukkah, it's only when you build it yourself do you say a Shehecheyanu. That operates according to the Bavli that says that if you build a sukkah for yourself, you say la'asot sukkah. If you build a sukkah for somebody else, you don't say anything. So if you won't say that bracha, you won't say the bracha of Shechayanu either. Yeah.
What's the mitzvah of building a sukkah?
That's exactly what we're going to talk about. That's exactly what we're going to talk about. Since when is there a mitzvah to build a sukkah? You and me would define the act of building a sukkah as what we call a hechsher mitzvah. It's an activity that facilitates a mitzvah. Just as there's no mitzvah to fashion a shofar, no mitzvah to fashion a shofar, there's no mitzvah to bake matzahs. No mitzvah to bake matzahs. The mitzvah is to eat matzah on Pesach. It's nice that you want to bake matzahs, but there's no mitzvahs asay to bake matzahs on Pesach. Most mitzvos that have an article with which you perform the mitzvah is not the fashioning of the item, the mitzvah is the wearing. There's no mitzvah to make tefillin. There's no mitzvah to make tefillin. The mitzvah is to wear tefillin. In order to wear them, somebody has to write them. Yet here there is a discussion about making a shechianu at the time of the and making a pasul a berachas hamitzvah asher kedushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu la'asot sukkah. So keep this in mind for 1 second. I want to use as a second springboard a Ramah which discusses the following situation. And those two will help somehow shed light on what's happening here. The Ramah says the following. Let's assume somebody's ill the first night of Sukkot. Okay? Chol is pata from Sukkot. So he's eating, makes Kiddush in his house. Or, if you were to paskin against the Ramah, if it's raining, you follow the Rashbah and the majority of Rishonim, who claim that if it's raining the first night of Sukkot, you go into your house, you make Kiddush, you don't wait 3 seconds, you go in your house and that's it. And that the p'tur of mitzta'er, pata min asukkah, that if you're uncomfortable, it applies not only all 7 days, but the first night as well. So you're in your house the first night. What's the text of the kiddush going to be? You're going to say mekadesh yisrael v'azmanim, and then you're going to say shechianu, right? Of course, because it's yantiv. Asks the Ramah, the second night when you're feeling much better, or the next day when you're feeling better, and you walk into the sukkah for the first time, should I make a shechianu on the sukkah or not? So the Ramah paskins, you make a shechianu on the sukkah. You make a shechianu on the sukkah. So you'll say, let's assume you go in lunch, you'll say, Eilu Mo'adei Hashem, Baruch Ato Hashem, Bayer Pri Agafen, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shechianu V'kimanu V'kianu Zman Hazeh. And many Achroinim ask the question on the Ramah from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the Shechianu on Sukkah need not be recited on Yom Tov itself. The Shechianu on Sukkah could be fulfilled when you're not even in the Sukkah. You're building it. During the week, you're building the Sukkah. You're building the Sukkah.
Second, that's different Shechianu.
What?
That's different
Shechianu. Hold on. 1 second. I'm just saying what they're asking. Why should the first night of Yom Tov sitting in your house be inferior than building a sukkah 2 days before Sukkot? That's the question being asked. If our Gemara enables you to make a shechianu when you're building a sukkah on when there's no kedushas hayom of Sukkot, it's a weekday, and nonetheless the shechianu is effective. So the Shechianu, which I recited in my house on the first night of Yontif, during Yontov, should certainly cover the Sukkah for the time that I'm going to go into the Sukkah tomorrow. Why would I not fulfill my obligation? Let's assume the Gemara, the assumption is here, that if I make my Shechianu when I built the Sukkah, I do not make a Shechianu on the Sukkah on the first night. You don't make it on the first night. So what will the order be? We deliberately have an order. What's the order in which we make the Kiddush on the first night of Sukkot? Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, then Leishev Basukkah, then what? Then Shechiyah. Because we want to demonstrate that what? We want to demonstrate that the Shechiyanu covers the Sukkah.
As well.
As well. That's correct. The second night of Sukkot, we reverse the order. Mm. Right? Second night of Sukkot. Mm. And it's based on the Rush. Famous Rush. Who says, second night of Sukkot, say, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, then Shechiyanu, and then Leishev Basukkah. To make a glaring statement that I don't need a Shechiyanu the second night. For the Sukkah. I don't need a Shechiyanu for the second night. Why not? Maybe last night was a weekday. That's why I'm observing 2 days Yom Tov. Maybe last night was a weekday. The answer is, even if it was a weekday, who cares? Why don't I care? Because our Gemara says that the Shechiyanu on the Sukkah can be made during the weekday too. So therefore, they ask on the Ramah, why, Mr. Ramah, did you say that if you were eating in the house on the first night of Sukkot, and now the second day or first day you go into the Sukkah, you have to make another Shechiyanu on the Sukkah, why should it be any inferior to what? To the Shechiyanu, which is recited on a weekday when I'm knocking in a nail in the Sukkah.
Because it's almost like Yavsha, because you can't eat in the Sukkah. In other words, there's two purposes to the Shechiyanu on the first night, Sukkah and Yom Tov.
Right.
But you can't make it on the Sukkah because you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah.
I can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah on Erev Yom Tov either. When I'm knocking the nails, you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah.
But you're doing it on the steel.
So now there are going to be two explanations to this. Now to answer this question, here is what they say. They say that there is a big difference between Shechiyanu recited when you're knocking in a nail and saying Shechiyanu at night in your house when you're making Kiddush. What is it? When I knock in my nails to build a sukkah, is there any reason to build a sukkah if not for the fact that the Torah tells me that on Sukkot I have to eat in the Sukkot? Of course not. So when I make the Shechiyanu on the Sukkot, when I build it, it's based on the fact that I know fully well that what am I going to be doing with this Sukkot that I'm building during the day? During the day, I'm going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Basukkot Teishas Shivas Yomim on Yom Tov. So the bracha made on Yom Tov, the bracha made during the week, has nothing else to be chal on other than the mitzvah of Yeshivas Sukkah. There's nothing else for it to be chal on. That since I know that in a day or so I will be living in the Sukkah, so when I build it and I make my Shechiyanu there, it's as if I am making the sukkah on Yom Tov itself, because there is no other purpose to building a sukkah other than the fact that I will be dwelling in it on Sukkot itself. That's our Gemara. In which case, the Gemara is saying that when you make a Shechiyanu, when you build it, it's really as if you're making the Shechiyanu when you're living in it. Because there is no other purpose to building other than to fulfill the mitzvah of living when the night of the 15th arrives. But in the case of the Ramah, that first Shechiyanu does not necessarily relate to the Sukkah. Why doesn't it relate to the Sukkah? Because it's Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov requires a Shechiyanu. So the recitation of the Shechiyanu, which I recite the first night of Yom Tov when I am ill, there's no compelling reason to claim that that Shechiyanu is linked to what? To what? To the mitzvah of Sukkah. Because it can have a valid address even if there was no such thing as the mitzvah of sukkah. Because on Shavuos, I also make a shechiyanu. On Rosh Hashanah, I also make a shechiyanu. Therefore, this Gemara is not in conflict with the psak of the Ramah. Again, the Ramah says that if you eat in your house on the first night of Sukkot, you make a shechiyanu, but then the next day when you get into the sukkah, you have to make another shechiyanu. And the question which people ask on the Ramah is, why is the shechiyanu recited the first night of Yom Tov any inferior than the shechiyanu which is recited knocking on a nail 3 days, 30 days before Sukkot? Answer, it is inferior. Because the shechiyanu which you recite according to our Gemara, which is recited based on what? Based on the knocking in the nail, does not acknowledge, and here's the point, does not acknowledge this is a mitzvah to make the sukkah. No. It's saying that the only reason why I made the shechiyanu is because eventually I'm going to have to sit in the sukkah. So the chiddush of the Gemara is that even though I didn't make the bracha on sukkahs, I made it when I built it. That relates to the fact that I will be eating in the sukkah at the appropriate time. And as a result, I've discharged that obligation. But when you make a shechiyanu on the first night of Yom Tov, there is an address to that shechiyanu irrespective of the mitzvah of sukkah. Because it's Yom Tov. Therefore, I can't necessarily claim that the shechiyanu which I recited when I was sick in my house for Kiddush necessarily was related to what? To the mitzvah of sukkah. It could have been related to the Kedushas Hayam of Yom Tov. Therefore, the Ramah says, I have to make another bracha. That's one, another shechiyanu. That's one way of looking at it. Rav Chaim looked at it a little differently. Yeah.
But based on that, every other Hatcher mitzvah, potentially you could make a bracha on.
That's correct. That would be that conclusion. Excellent. According to that, if we are looking at the mitzvah of making the shechiyanu when you build the sukkah, not because the building in itself has any significance, it's because in my mind, I think, there is no other reason to make a shechiyanu other than the fact that I'm going to be mekayim the mitzvah at its appropriate time, so then when I pull the ram's horn off the animal, I should make a shechiyanu then too. That's correct. When I bake matzahs, I should make a shechiyanu. Why? Because I'm going to be eating matzah Pesach at night. Correct. Rav Chaim didn't like that. Rav Chaim said, and Rav Chaim didn't say it by this thing, he said it by the other case, by the Rush. Rav Chaim said, I disagree with the Rush. Do not switch around the order of the brachos on the first two nights of Sukkah. Do not. Because the first night of Sukkot is worse than when you knocked in the nail on Erev Yom Tov. It is worse. Why is it worse? Because I didn't do anything on the first night of Sukkot if it was a weekday. If I made the shechiyanu on the first night of Sukkot and it turned out to be retroactive that it was a weekday, when did I recite the bracha on shechiyanu? On a weekday, and I did nothing. But when you build the sukkah, you are mekayim the mitzvah of Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha. Sukkah is different than all other mitzvahs. Under ordinary circumstances, there is no kiyum ha-mitzvah associated whatsoever with the fashioning of the article with which we perform a mitzvah. It has no religious significance. But the Torah doesn't only say, as it does in Parshas Emor, Basukos Teshu Shivas Yomim. What does the Torah say? Chag HaSukos Ta'aseh Lecha. And we learn out, Asiya L'Shma, L'Shem Chagiga, L'Shem Sukkah, and so on and so on. So there is some validity, some kiyum hamitzvah in the making of the sukkah itself. Therefore, says Rav Chaim, when you're actually making the sukkah, our Gemara gives you the right to make the shechiyanu. Because part of the joy and the celebration in Mudville is that not thank you, Rabbi Shalom, that I've had an opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah of what? Of building my sukkah. But if it happens to be the first night of Yontif, and now I come to the second night of Yontif, and the second night of Yontif, I question, should I make a Shechiyanu again on the sukkah when I walk into it? The answer is, of course you have to make a Shechiyanu, says Rav Chaim. I, the Rosh, said last night, Lo Gora Me'asiya, that last night, sitting in the sukkah during a potential weekday night, is not inferior to what? To what? To making the sukkah? Says Rav Chaim, it is inferior. It's very inferior. Because you're not doing any action related to a mitzvah sitting in the sukkah on the first night if retroactively turned out to be a total weekday. So in which case, it is the simcha of making the sukkah itself which is somewhat unique. And that's why the Gemara says in Menachos, you make a bracha. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu la'asos es ha-sukkah. La'asos es ha-sukkah.
And if you make it, according to Rav, you make a shechiyanu when you build a sukkah, you still make a shechiyanu.
That is correct. That's correct.
Because of Yontif or for the sukkah?
Because of what?
Because
of Yontif.
Not for the sukkah, though.
That's correct. You already made the shechiyanu for the sukkah. When you did it, you were mekayim a mitzvah associated with sukkah. Now, lulav, there is no such equation, that there's no such pasuk in the Torah that says you're supposed to make the lulav, tie them together, the hadas and the aravos. Where did we come up with this business? That's simply a halacha, because in many other areas of halacha, lulav is compared to sukkah. So just as we've established that there is some type of a mitzvah to make a sukkah, halachically speaking, there is also a mitzvah to put together the arba min. To put together the arba min. In fact, some claim it only is if you hold lulav tzarich agad, that if you have to tie them together. So then there is an action. You take the hadassim, the arados, and you tie them together. That would be the mitzvah. By lulav, it's not as clear, because there is no pasuk that specifically says that I'm obligated to make a lulav. So lulav, the fashioning of the arba minim, should be like any other mitzvah for which there is no bracha in the creation of the article with which you perform the mitzvah.
What else would ha'osa lulav v'asma mean?
It means when you take the hadassim and you put it together.
Could this be proof of... lulav tzarich agad.
Yeah, I'm saying that many Rishonim say that this sugya has to be operating at lulav tzarich agad. Otherwise, there's no asiya. Well, you just have it sitting there. Well, what'd you do? What'd you make? You didn't grow it. Right? That's correct. Yes. Yeah. So that's in relationship to that. And in fact, even the Yerushalmi, which says that if you make the bracha, if you make the sukkah for someone else, you say alasiya sukkah. The Rambam happens to use that formulation for many other mitzvos. Let's assume I put up a mezuzah on my house. What bracha do you say? Asher kedushan mitzvos tzivanu likboa mezuzah. If I put up a mezuzah in your house, says the Rambam, you say al kviyas mezuzah. Al kviyas mezuzah. And the Rambam apparently got it from the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi says that if I build your sukkah, you say al asiya sukkah. Not the lamed form. The lamed form is reserved only when you do a mitzvah for yourself, not discharge someone else's obligation. Good. Good. Now, the next Tosfos and the Ran that I distributed will focus on this question: when do we make a Shechiyanu upon the fashioning of a mitzvah, and when do we not make a Shechiyanu upon the fashioning of a mitzvah? Somebody makes a talis. Somebody makes a pair of tefillin. Does he say Shechiyanu or not? So Tosfos says. Tosfos is going to try to give us a rule. Now, we have enough experience with the Balei HaTosfos that when they come to try to establish general rules for things that have 6,000 applications, they find it very difficult to conceptually identify what the rules are, and it's like hit and miss as they go along. We'll read it inside. Osa suka la'atzmai mevarech shechiyan, says Tosis. Sorich lefarish ta'am, maishna diyesh mitzvah shetekinu levarech shechiyanu. Why is it that by some mitzvahs they established the shechiyanu? Viyesh mitzvahs shelo tekinu. And there are other mitzvahs where they did not establish this. Ba'asiyas sukkah v'lulav takinu. When you make the sukkah and tie the lulav together, our Gemara here says you make a shechiyanu. Uba'asiyas tzitzis utfilin lo takinu. And when you make tzitzis and tfilin, the sefer or whoever makes the tzitzis does not make a shechiyanu. Even though there is a parallel pasuk to Chagasukas Ta'aselecha. What is it? Gedilim Ta'aselecha. And the Gemara on Daf Tes in Sukkah told us that Gedilim teaches that tzitzis have to be made l'shma. L'shem mitzvah tzitzis. They must be made l'shma. But there's no shechiyanu. The Mefarish Rabbi Yochanan, how do I know? My Mevarech Atfilin Shel Yad Utfilin Shel Rosh. The ilu lasos tefillin lo mevarech. Rabbi Yochanan said, "What bracha do you make when you put on the shel rosh and the shel yad laniach or al mitzvahs?" But he doesn't say he's supposed to say what lasos tefillin. And similarly, as Tosis believes, as he said in the first Tosis, wherever there is no bracha to make, there's no shechiyanu. Why not? Ukimokain yesh ledakdeik the shechiyanu nami loy mevarech midalo chashiv lo. Just as you don't make laasos tefillin, you don't make a shechiyanu. V'chein apinyon aben mevarech shechiyan. Now, an opinion of Ben, you do make a shechiyan. Now, that is so out of left field. It's like in. If you remember the old Yankee Stadium, left center field was, what do they used to call that? Death Valley. This is worse than Death Valley. What's Pidyon HaBen got to do with this? Tosfos is not asking a question that when you perform a mitzvah, that you shouldn't make a shechiyanu. Tosfos is questioning what principle? When do you make a shechiyanu? When you construct the article with which you perform the mitzvah. Pidyon HaBen, nobody ever said when the baby's born, you make a there's no Chafetz Shel Mitzvah. Well, what do you do? Well, okay, you make a Pidyon HaBen, that's very nice. Very nice, you make a Shechiyanu and a Pidyon HaBen. Make a Shechiyanu when you make a Hadlakas Ner Chanuk also. Well, what's one got to do with the other? Ki the Isa beperk avasach. The Ilu Amila. Lo mevarech, midelo chashiv beperichat cheles. So maybe Tosis is not trying to expand the field. Maybe I want to inquire not only when do you make a shechiyanu upon fashioning of the article, but maybe I want to know maybe what are the rules and regulations for the performance of a mitzvah. When you make a bris, you don't make a shechiyanu. When you make a pidyon haben, you do make a shechiyanu. Now the Gemara already, we know why. Svardim, first of all, make a shechiyanu by every bris. You're supposed to make a shechiyanu by every bris. Of course you're supposed to make a shechiyanu. We Ashkenazim don't, because Tosfos says in Erevin, Tzara diyanuka. The kid's crying away, and the parents are empathizing with the child. He's in pain. And when you're not so happy, you don't make a shechiyanu. Shechiyanu is always associated with simcha. But Tosfos here, he forgets about everything. V'chein akriyas megillah mevarech shechiyanu. Kedisa b'reish hakore. V'ilu akriyas halel lo mevarech. How come we don't make a bracha the first time every yontav you recite halel? That's a good question. First yev yontav. Hashem k'dushan says, Sivan l'kros halel. Say now, Shechiyanu, thank you, Rabbi Nishalan, for giving me the opportunity to recite Hallel the first time. Why not? Venira, says Tosfos, the mitzvah sheyesh aleha simcha tiknu Shechiyanu. A mitzvah which has simcha, there is Shechiyanu. That's very nice. Does that answer any of his questions? Does it answer any of his questions? He wanted to know, why do you make a Shechiyanu by Lulav and Esrog, and you don't put it by Tefillin? Why do you make a Shechiyanu by Pidyon HaBen, and not by Bris Milah? Why do you say a Shechiyanu by Al Mikra and Megillah, not by Hallel? And he says, because the mitzvah of Simcha has Shechiyanu. Why is there a bigger simcha to make a lulav than there is to make a pair of tefillin? Why is there a bigger simcha to make a sukkah rather than making a talis? Why is there a greater simcha to read the Megillah rather than to say Hallel? He doesn't tell us. Kidamrinan Baharoa. Now how does Tosfos know that the brach of Shechiyanu is associated with simcha? Demivarech Al Kalim Chadashim. Because when you buy a new suit, you buy a new car, you're supposed to make a Shechiyanu as well. So you see that the root of the mitzvah of the brach of Shechiyanu is Simcha. That I'm not going to argue with him. It is Simcha. But how did he answer any of the questions with this answer? He really didn't. Now he says, Kosav Rav Shwiragon Delo Samchinen Allah. We don't rely on this criteria whatsoever. Because it doesn't answer the question. What do we do? De Maskinan Beperet Bakol Ma'arvin De Be'inan Midi De Asi Mizman Lizman. What is the criteria for Shechiyanu? A mitzvah that is renewed based on a cycle. Zman l'zman. So I know why you make a Shechiyanu when you build a lulav. And you build a sukkah. Why? Because it's a mitzvah that comes from time to time. I know why I don't make a mitzvah, a Shechiyanu, when you make talis and tefillin. That answers that question. Talis and tefillin is not a cyclical mitzvah. Once you do it, it's with you the rest of your life. It's not renewed at any period of time, any cycle. Good. That question's answered. But does this answer every other question? No. Hallel is not recited every day of the year. Hallel is mizman lizman. Comes yantiv, next yantiv, next yantiv, next yantiv. So you're supposed to say Hallel. Why don't you make a brach on Hallel, Shechiyanu, because it's asim mizman lizman. And he says, "V'kashenamim pidyon haben." Pidyon haben is not a cyclical mitzvah. Happens once in your life. Doesn't happen mizman lizman. So why should you make a Shechiyanu on a pidyon haben? If the criteria is Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. Thank you, Rabbi Nishoim. I've gotten to this point in my life. I can do this mitzvah again. I did mitzvah again. How does this answer it? Yeah.
Maybe simcha means semi connected. I know he doesn't say it though. Simcha's yantiv. So yantiv, so lulav.
No, how did Tosfos prove that it's related to simcha? How did Tosfos prove it was related to simcha?
Kem chadashim.
Nothing to do with simcha's yantiv. Now let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran tries to get a little sharper. Take a look at the sheet that I gave you. Anybody not have a sheet? Here you go. So the Ran is on the right hand side of the page where it says V'kasvu b'Tosfos. Sheyesh mitzvot shetiknu behen Shechiyanu kisukah v'lulav k'deisa hacha u'mikra megillah k'deisa b'megillah u'pinyin haben k'deisa b'sofa arvei p'sachem v'yesh mitzvot shelo tekinu behen Shechiyanu k'tefillin Rabbi Yochanan said, you don't say lasos tefillin. Midalo chashiv lehasam. Ukmo kain yeshlu datek misham de shechiyanu loy mevarech. Midalo chashiv lehasam. So you don't make a shechiyanu when you put on tefillin either. Oh, I mean when you make tefillin. Ubeperek Rabbi Lezer de Mila bahadi berchas Mila. When they list berchas Mila, avolo pireish mitneimat tiknu bimiktsasim shechiyanu. Tosfos raised the issue, but the Ran says he didn't really explain the criteria. When do you make and when don't you make? He asked the question, but he never answered it. So I'm going to try to tell you. Venerally, the Shechayanu Tolui B'mitzvos B'zman Tolu. Kidemuchach B'sov Perek Baker Ma'arim. Damrin Barash Hashanah of Yom Kippurim, Kevon de Mizman Lizman Ka'asi, Omar Leuzman. There's no specific mitzvah on Yom Kippur. And nonetheless, do we make a Shechiyanu on Yantav of Yom Kippur? Of course we do. Why? Because it comes periodically from time to time. Hilka, Sukkah, Velula, Umikra Megillah, Mizman Lizman Ka'asi. Av al gav upidyon aben. Now he knows he's in a trap. He trapped himself. He upidyon aben. Av al gav delav mizman lizman kaasi. Even though it's something that's not renewed every, you know, at all. It's once in your lifetime. Afilu hachi. Kevon shehi mitzvah tluya bizman lamid yom sheltinok. Since it is somehow connected to time, because the chiyuv of pidyon haben only takes place when? After 30 days. Shiyatza michlal nefel v'nichnas lichal kayama. When he enters a category of a child who might not survive a preemie, and enters into the status of a child of a ben kayama, a child who will survive. V'chiyus, Shapir Shayich Levruche Beishachiyan. Avot Tfilin, Umila, Lo Tolu Bizman.
Of course it is.
Umila?
How does he say so? Like, is it Eich Omar Pe Kadosh Dvarim Ka'elu? How can he say that Mila is not Tolu Bizman? It's a Pasuk in the Chumash. We just read it this Shabbos. Ubayoyim Hashmini, Yimo Basaro Lassan. If you marry a child before 7 days, you have to do Hatofas Tamperis afterwards.
It's not recurrent.
Well, either is Pidyon Aben. And he said, why is Pidyon Aben in there? Because it's function of time. You can't do it until day number 30. Well, you can't do a bris till day number 8. Now, V'halel Shalbez Yomim Toivim Nami Afogav de Tolu Bizman. Now he knows that he's stuck with Hallel. Hallel also comes from time to time. Kevan shetiknu lomar al kol tzara v'tzara shelo tovo latzibur eino zman kavua. Since Hallel is recited for any miracle that occurs, right? We said Hallel Thursday, Yom Ha'atzmaut. Any miracle that occurs, you say Hallel. So therefore it's not necessarily related to time, hence you don't say Shechiyanu by Hallel.
What does it mean Shalbez Yamin? Hallel Shalbez Yamin. What does that phrase mean?
That's a good question. I don't know. Does it mean the 2 days of Yantiv each time? I don't know.
Or you can just say Hallel already made a Shechiyanu in the Yantiv itself.
But then you would have to ask a sharper question.
But then you don't have to play.
No, then ask a sharper question. Then why do you make a bracha on the lulav, a shechiyanu, when you make a lulav on the first day yantav? You made a shechiyanu with kiddush. And in fact, that's going to be the Meiri's answer to the next question. Ul tzarech iyun lefi zeh Lama ein mevarchen zman al sfiras ha'omer. Why is there no shachriyanu for the mitzvah of counting the omer? That's mizman lazman, it's once a year. So the Meiri indeed answers, you know why? Because it's covered by the shachriyanu of kiddush Pesach at night. The Meiri says that black on white. And the Meiri would hold that every Yom Tov you only make one Shechiyanu and it covers all the mitzvahs of the line.
We're in Israel.
What?
We're in Israel. We're in Israel. The second night.
No, the first night of Yom Tov.
So for the
covers all mitzvahs of the Yom Tov.
Whole
Yom Tov. That's correct. The difficulty of the Meiri is Sfiras Ha'omer is not a mitzvah, not a relate to the Yom Tov of Pesach. It coincidentally happens to be on the 16th of Nisan. Right. But it's not related to Kedush. That's why everybody argues with him. But look what he writes. V'ro'isi mishikosav she'im lo sofar balayla lo yisper bayom kidisnan kol halayla kosher l'sviras ha'omer mashma toho bayom lo yotza. When we shimhachi lo amrinim beizman. What in the world is he saying? I'm just telling you what he says. Since there is an opinion that if you don't count at night, you blow the mitzvah, you can't count during the day, and if you count during the day, you're not yotzei. Therefore, there's no shachiyanu for reciting the omer. That's what he says. And the question is, Rabotai, what's the difference in statement? Meaning, why his question was is a good one. Why is there no Shechiyanu the first night when you count the omer? So he says, because you can only count the omer at night, not during the day.
It makes it worse.
That's nice. So what? I can't be magic near Hanukkah during the day either. Shayf is only during the day, not at night. What is the fact that the mitzvah is limited to a nighttime experience have to do with answering the question whether or not you make Shechiyanu the first time that you did it? I have no idea. No clue as to what he's saying. Just incredibly difficult. Incredibly difficult. So this is your homework. Everybody goes back to your respective rabbeim and ask them, "Rabbeinu Shlomo, can you please explain this tosfos, this rabbi to me? How does he answer the question why there is no Shechiyanu on Sfiras Ha'omer based on the fact that if you count during the day, you're not yotzei the mitzvah?" Like the Rav always said, you don't have to, from an Akasha Starpnish, you have to just know the question. The difficult. Once you know it's difficult, that's it. It's difficult. But this is not just a difficulty. This is so obvious. I don't know what he had in mind. You know, if your students would write this on a test, they'd say, what are you, crazy? You don't get partial credit for this. There's nothing. Strange. Very strange. All right, we'll stop here, continue next to Vacha.